Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. That's that little band from Texas. That song's called Rough Boy. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is a little bit older than me, maybe a couple of months older than me, and he's my professional guide. I'm living through him because he's not retired and I'm not going to either. Jim, we're going to keep going, aren't we, buddy?
Absolutely. I want to quote an often quoted saying. It was Socrates, and who was put to death for this kind of philosophy. He's the one that said, "The unexamined life is not worth living."
What do you think you meant about unexamined? Go into that term a little bit more detail.
That's what we're talking about when we talk about introspection. Mm-hmm. You've told me a story about a time in your life when you stopped and had to do that, and how it changed things. Mm-hmm. And so when I put out this metaphor of looking down from the balcony of introspection on yourself on the stage and having to be interviewed by these questions, by asking that person and listening and watching and observing how he or she answers, that's the examination of the unexamined life. So what does Socrates say when he says it's not worth living? He's saying that it's only in striving to come to know and understand ourselves that our lives have any meaning or value. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little harsh, but think about it. If we have the insight to understand what makes us who we are, why we respond the way we do, what excites us and drives our passion, and what challenges us, surely this self-awareness is the basis for doing life well and having success.
For people who may not be, this might be a little bit harder to do. It is harder for some people than others. Give us some questions to get started with.
Okay, here's some of them. You're looking down and you're asking, what am I doing here at this point in my life? Am I happy? Am I contented? Am I rewarded? What is the purpose of my life? And am I fulfilling it? How important is it even to me that my answers here are yes? How will I look back on these years? What could I be doing to make sure they're the best years that I could make them? What is the cost of being this honest with myself? Will things somehow be different after this? If so, how?
I think
any one of those questions is is putting ourselves into the examination room.
Right. And one of the things, Jim, that I want to add to this is, in any of those questions, and when you answer them yourself, am I happy? Am I content? Am I rewarded? For example, what am I doing here? Am I being fulfilled? Any of those questions, when you answer to them to yourself, you have to say, okay, if the answer is wanting, it's not the answer I wish that it were, then you have to say to yourself, what do I have to do to change that? That's the answer, isn't it? You have to ask yourself, that's the payoff question, isn't it? That's the introspective question.
It's the payoff. Otherwise, it's just an activity.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So instead of just hearing about it or imagining doing it, in introspection activity, the balcony scene, consider, I'm asking people listening, consider setting a time to actually do it. Because, as Jim says, the payoff is so great. You may be very glad you did this, mm-hmm. that you listened today. Because if you feel that your life is not what you think it should be, Yogananda said, change it. And when Jim says, when you get a no or you get an answer to one of those searching questions like, I'm not sure, then that's a time to go to work.
Well, and now, as you said earlier, now in the middle of this, mid-pandemic on the way to post-pandemic new regular, there's never been a better time, a more appropriate time, to do that, is there, Jim?
No, it's the world has slowed down, and you know, instead of twiddling our thumbs, we could be using this to such an advantage that we look back on it, as we've both said, as a time of the great wake up, the great. Not that just the great pandemic or the great slowdown, but the great wake up.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, I've got to let that be the last word. I've got to wrap things up today. We always love having you on the show. We always get smarter when you join us. I hope you'll come back real soon.
I love it too, Jim. Thanks so much for the chance.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, 21 years he's been hanging out with us and sharing his wisdom with us. Don't forget to check out his books wherever books are sold. Mind Like Water, What's the Rush, Little Wave, Old Swell, all the well-done books. He's awesome. Jim Ballard is awesome. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.